It is 8:59. You're listening to 100.5 FM. Good morning. I'm Ray Richardson. Thanks for joining us. Steve Robinson was supposed to join us in the last segment from the main wire. By the way, that's sponsored by Standard ICF, but he had a situation come up. He's just texted and said, we're going to try to get him on at 9:30. All the crazy stuff that's going on here. Joe Bruno's in the house. What do you think of the donuts? Did you try one?
I have not had one yet.
Oh, you got to do it, Joe.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, that toasted coconut donut is so moist. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. I've always loved Foley donuts. They're very good.
Yeah, they're very, very good. Yeah, no doubt. Well, and as you heard, Connor and Jim both love them. And Jane, Jim's wife, loves them as well. We have got to run. We will be right back. Bailey's Mistake is going to join us. It is St. Patty's Day on Monday. It's 9 a.m.
WLOB Portland, WLOBradio.com, and 100.5 WLOB.
The government may not shut down this weekend. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. If Senate Democrats today follow their minority leader, Chuck Schumer now says he will vote for the House Republican plan to fund the government before midnight deadline. Schumer calls the bill very bad, but the alternative much worse.
President Trump and Republican leaders would like nothing more than to pull us into the mud of a protracted government shutdown.
Other Democrats who oppose what they say are spending cuts to key programs in the bill are angry at Schumer. Here's Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
I think there is a deep sense of outrage and betrayal.
The Trump administration is planning to appeal a legal setback to the president's layoffs, cutting the federal workforce.
Two federal judges ordered the administration to hire back thousands of probationary employees. One judge saying the sheer number of employees that were terminated in a matter of days belies any argument that these terminations were due to the employee's individual unsatisfactory performance or conduct.
Fox's Madeline Rivera. Talks continue between the U.S. and Russia on a ceasefire plan Ukraine has agreed to, but Russia has not. NATO leader Mark Rutte, who had talks with President Trump yesterday, just told Fox,
it's not entirely clear how they responded. It seems at least that they didn't say no, and that's good. So I think more work has to be done.
Russia's leader says he is open to a ceasefire, but not on the terms Ukraine approved. In New York City, that was at Trump Tower, protesting the arrest and attempted deportation of a former Columbia grad student in the U.S. legally with a green card. The Trump administration accuses Mahmoud Khalil of supporting Hamas terrorists and anti-Israel protests at Columbia last year. Now, last night, Homeland Security agents searched two student dorm rooms, though no one was arrested, no items taken.
Meanwhile, the school says it is punishing students who occupied a campus building last spring with sanctions ranging from suspensions, temporary degree revocations, and expulsions. The announcement follows the Trump administration pulling $400 million in federal grants to Columbia.
Tanya J. Powers, America's listening to Fox News.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZzzQuil.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
During tax season, your personal info travels to a lot of places you can't control. Between payroll, your home office, your tax preparer, and the IRS, if your W-2 gets exposed, that's just the ticket for identity thieves. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second. If your identity's stolen, they'll fix it guaranteed or your money back. Don't let identity thieves take you for a ride. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code CLAY. Visit LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
President Trump will take a trip cross town later today, going somewhere he didn't in his first term. The Justice Department, which he and Republicans alleged during the Biden administration, unfairly targeted in a crackdown conservatives. New Attorney General Pam Bondi tells Fox Business,
all the Jack Smith prosecutors are gone. All these agents at the FBI who are weaponizing government are gone. And that's where we're able to find the good men and women who want to be out there, who want to be fighting violent crime.
Now, this hour, President Trump will meet at the White House with New York Governor Kathy Hochul, a Democrat who's vowed to resist him.
One of the issues up for discussion, the president's attempt to end New York City's congestion pricing fee on drivers traveling to lower Manhattan. Hochul is fighting to keep that toll, with the issue now in court. Another problem for another Boeing plane. An American Airlines flight on its way to Dallas was diverted to Denver with an engine issue, and then right after an emergency landing,
the engine caught fire, forcing dozens of passengers down emergency slides and onto the plane's wings. Well, thankfully, all 172 passengers and six crew members made it off the plane. 12 passengers, though, were taken to the hospital with minor injuries.
That's Fox's Chanley Painter. Five people are dead in Austin, Texas, including a baby, after a massive crash on a highway.
17 people and 17 vehicles, including a semi-truck, were in